Good evening, wonderful Sangha. Sometimes I'm troubled when I'm a little bit sleepy and I sit to meditate. I think sleepiness gets in the way, but actually, it opens the door to that place in between sleep and awakening, where you're kind of between two worlds. And then you can recognize that everything you're experiencing is what we call a projection, or an impression, or clouds. Even those most intimate moments in life, they come and go. And a moment where I heard my mother say, she says it in German, "I'm your Mutti. I'm your mother. I'm your mom. I'm your Mutti." And then I realized, oh, that's just a dream. Has its place in the dream. Nonetheless, it's a dream. It's a wonderful dream, but it's a dream. So we talk about, all the time we talk about letting go, right? Well, what are we letting go of over and over again? And why? Why do we let it go? It's not to invalidate anything. I'm not about to invalidate my mother. She'd skin me alive. In Buddhism, we talk about suffering. Well, what is suffering? What's the root of suffering? Sun San Sunim is really good at saying, already you see, you hear. Already you see, you hear. What else is there? The grass is green. Roses are red. Already you see. Bird is singing. Already you hear. Anything else on anybody's mind? What's the topic tonight? Anybody have anything to talk about?
I had some thoughts about what you spoke about.
Okay, good.
Well, when you brought up your mother, and coincidentally or not, I've been thinking a lot about my parents the last several days. And a lot of this probably has to do with the fact that I'm in preparing to move. You know, I'm handling pictures, papers, things that I associate with my nuclear family that I've kind of dragged around from place to place over the years. To jump ahead with respect to your question about what causes suffering, my understanding from the Noble Truths are, it's my attachments. So these are physical things that I'm attached to, but they also evoke feelings and remembrances. Those are sweet in a way, but, and this relates back to what you spoke about in terms of your half sleep, half awake state. That is something that I've experienced, as probably most people have. And I guess the good part about it is the reverie or the feeling and a comfort being kind of on a cloud in a way. But on the other side, the problem is it takes me out of the moment and I'm no longer really meditating when I'm doing that. I'm just kind of resting in the in between. Mm-hmm. And that's okay, but it doesn't get me where I'm going. Although I know I'm not supposed to be looking to get anywhere or attain anything, it doesn't get me to the point where I feel I'm making the most of my time on the cushion, because I'm easily diverted and distracted and I lose my focus. And instead of going into myself to kind of get in touch with what's going on with me, I start mind tripping and kind of losing my train of thought. Although it's pleasant, it's not as satisfying and productive.
Yes. So I hear that. That's true. And that can be the experience. The experience can also be realization. Realization is being in the moment, awakening to what does this mean? In other words, the question, what is this? Rather than, you know, just going on that train of dreaming, if you will, you see the dream for what it is, then you're in the moment, back into meditating, and you're back. So you don't deny it, of course, like you said, you don't push it away or say, oh, now I'm not meditating anymore. You go, what is this? And if you can have a realization about an attachment that you've had your whole life, that you don't need to have, that you don't need to hold on to, that is causing suffering, then wow, having that realization is important. It's a good thing. So whatever comes up, comes up. Sometimes it's trite and trivial and insignificant, and sometimes it's life-changing. So it's just what comes up. But how you deal with it, it's either life-changing or trivial. Understand?
I grok you.
Good. I grok you too. Yes, go ahead.
I've been struggling these past couple of days because I've been recognizing the increase in COVID. A lot of people around me are getting COVID. You know, I play in a band. I'm on the board of that band. And I made a recommendation to the band that I thought they might want to just stop for a session for 2 weeks. And just like you have, you know, just close the sendo for a while. And it's interesting the response to that, because I've decided not to play. They've decided to go ahead and I've decided to not. And it's interesting to me how people say to me, you know, Nancy, I think you're right. And then they head into the door and go play. And I'm having a hard time trying to reconcile those things, you know, of the fact that they think one thing and they act another way. And I'm just wondering at all that.
Yeah, you know, the courageous outlier is the one who changes the face of society. The ones who go along with things just the way they are aren't making the change. Until they see that the change, you know, when they say to you, I think you're right, Nancy, that's at least an acknowledgement that they see that there's something, another way of being around this. They're not ready to do it for whatever reason. Here's a little more esoteric thing, example. Chung-An Sunim said to me the other day that, you know, it feels like the Dharma, it just feels like it isn't working. And then he said, but it is suchness, the non-duality behind all of this, the emptiness that holds it all together. Substance of the universe that's holding it all together. So when you get caught up in the details, so to speak, and you don't see that what's holding it all together. And so wisdom, you know, you're just acting wisely. And not everybody's going to get it. The world is full of fools. I'm not picking a fight. I'm not saying, you know, some people are foolish and some aren't. I'm just saying we're all fools at some point about something. And that's okay. Just keep doing what you're doing. That's why some Zen masters say, only go straight. Only go straight, Nancy. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that I realized these last few weeks when the Zendo's been closed, how attached I have gotten to coming every Wednesday evening. I'm not even sure when I started to come. It feels like I've always been coming on Wednesday evenings. And I'm not much of a Zoom person, but last week, about 3 minutes to seven, I was like, oh, I really miss going. I'm just gonna get on Zoom. And so I pulled out my MacBook and I had to register in advance. And by then it was like 7:01. But I really missed being there. So, yeah.
Well, we miss you too. So thank you so much for showing up.
Yeah, I'm really glad I did. Thank you for keeping things going.
Everybody keeps it going here. Mm-hmm. Ah, wonderful to be here tonight. Did you all get my message about going on retreat maybe in March, first weekend in March? Went out in a newsletter today. I look for that. It's just tentative. I'm looking at the possibility of doing it at a park. I still have to check it out. I'll let you know the details later. In the meantime, I'm planning on opening up the Zendo for those of us that can be conscious and responsible. But I'm happy to see you in Zoom. The other thing I mentioned in the newsletter, sorry for repeating myself for those of you who have already seen it, but COVID cases, you know, they've been rising. They're on the down curve now. And I think, this is just my guess, I'm no expert, in 3 weeks or so, I think we'll be a lot further along on the down curve. So I'm looking forward to that. And we may still wear masks in the Zendo, and there's no problem with doing that. So we can always do that. And by that time also, we'll have test kits being shipped out, you know, lots of them. Lots of masks will be available. So we can do what we have to do. But I think getting together in person eventually, hopefully in February, is the right thing to do. And we have to live our lives with COVID, consciously and responsibly. That's the way to do it. Anything else before we go? I hope to see you all next week, if not sooner. Also here on Sunday and Saturday at the beach. So, all right.
Okay. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.